from Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella, now with extremely local news and a story about the dogs displaced by Hurricane Helene. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, we've been hearing so much about the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, and so many people have been impacted by this, the storms and the damage and the flooding. The Anti-Cruelty Society has stepped up, and they have rescued 25 dogs that were displaced from a Florida shelter. Chicago's Anti-Cruelty Society was already pretty close to capacity, so this really puts pressure on them. So they're encouraging anyone who's interested in adopting a pet. Now is a great time. They're expecting to have more pets coming over from all of the states that have been impacted by the hurricane. And you can learn more about what animals are available by calling the Anti-Cruelty Society or checking out our website, blockclubchicago.org, for more information.
Yeah, I'm sure as that disaster continues to unfold, there will be more animals in need of homes. Let's talk about Milk Bar. Tell me why there's so much excitement about this place that's opening up in Fulton Market.
Oh, it is so delicious. Milk Bar opened in New York many years ago as part of David Chang's first restaurant, Momofuku Noodle Bar, an Ohio pastry chef. She was his pastry chef there, and Christina Tosi, and her desserts just became so famous. She's known for this cereal milk soft serve, which basically like tastes like the milk at the bottom of a sugary cereal bowl, but it's delicious. And she also has these compost cookies, which combine things like, you know, chocolate chips, M&Ms, but they're also like have salty little bites in there. It's just delicious. They actually ship their products all over the country. But yeah, Chicago is getting its first location, so expect long lines out the door. It's going to be part of the Hoxton Hotel at 200 North Green Street, and it is the first location in the Midwest. There are several in New York, some in LA, a couple in DC, but this is the first one in Chicago. And they are also doing a savory thing called a hot dog bomb just for Chicago, which will feature all of the flavors of a Chicago style hot dog. I don't know exactly how that will look, but based on everything I've had from Milk Bar, it will be delicious.
The hot dog bomb, that's going to be a dessert of some kind?
It is going to be a savory pastry, so it'll be a hot dog wrapped in a savory pastry and then run through the garden.
All right. Well, we have to make arrangements to get them on our breakfast club. Now I understand why everybody's excited about Milk Bar opening in Chicago. And this sounds like a unique place, the Wax Vinyl Bar and Ramen Shop. It's really two businesses in one, isn't it?
It is. It's really cool. It's an all-vinyl listening room in Westtown. It also serves ramen and craft cocktails, but the walls are lined with vinyl records. They have a big setup for DJs, and they only play music on vinyl. There is no plugging your iPhone in or streaming services happening here. They are big music buffs, and they have attracted some celebrity guest DJs. Public Enemy's Chuck D stopped by recently. You can go in, listen to music, have some ramen, it's getting a big buzz. I guess these bars like this are all over Japan, where they're basically listening rooms where people can just come and listen to records and chill out with friends. And this is actually the second one to open in Chicago recently. Parachute Hi-Fi in Avondale is a similar vibe, which opened recently, a spinoff from the old Parachute restaurant. So, these Wax Vinyl bars are all the rage.
Cool. 1549 West Chicago Avenue for that. And in Logan Square, there's a business there looking for some help from the neighbors. Tell us about Babes.
Babes is going to be a women's sports bar in Chicago. And if you are familiar with these all-women sports bars that have popped up across the country, they are very popular. Some of them have like lines out the door when there's a big game on, especially with the WNBA. But as women's basketball and women's sports in general gets more popular, Nora McConnell Johnson, who is an athlete and sports fan, decided to open a new sports bar in Chicago. She is on her way. She's going through the city permitting process, and they are fully rehabbing this old kind of dingy venue on Armitage Avenue. It needs a lot of love. So they are raising $50,000, $75,000, trying to fund some of the repairs there. It's already close to 30,000, but I see them reaching their goal because there is just such demand for a space for women's sports.
Check it out at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.